Austin, Texas. It's David Knight. Keep on dying. Oh, we have some interesting news today. We're going to be talking about false flags in the UK, in Las Vegas, even at the Pulse Orlando shooting. And while I'm talking about a false flag, understand, this isn't to say that nobody died. That's the narrative that they've come up to shut everything down. Remember when everybody started questioning the Kennedy assassination? And they said, oh, well, if you think there was more than one lone shooter, then you are a conspiracy theorist. That was the term created by the FBI to shut down any investigation of what was going on with the JFK shooting. And so now what they do is that's kind of gotten tired, it's not really having an effect anymore because they're pointing at everything that anybody says that questions the government's official narrative and calling that a conspiracy theory. So it doesn't have any effect anymore. And people have seen through that. So now the tactic is to say, oh, well, you said nobody died. No, we're not saying that. A false flag, going back to the Reichstag fire, was when Hitler burned down the parliament building and then blamed it on a convenient person who wasn't there because they wanted war. And that's what we're seeing with the UK incident. That's what we're seeing with the Las Vegas incident, with the Pulse incident, I think. It's not to say that nobody died. It's to say that maybe we got a patsy shooter. Maybe we had more than one shooter. Maybe they're lying to us about some of the details. Maybe there are some people who are using this and putting a false flag on it to say that, oh, this other person did it. And maybe it's the real perpetrator is doing it. We're also going to be talking about John Bolton, the good, the bad, the ugly of John Bolton. We're going to look at new contradictory statements by David Hogg. Was he at school or was he at home? He has said both. And now people have discovered it. We have an article up at Infowars.com, and we're going to play you those video clips of David Hogg in his own words telling us, well, he was in an AP environmental class and then saying that he was at home. And he got his camera as quickly as he could and rode his bicycle several miles to get there so he could get shooting film of the shooting. So what is this guy telling us? Another interesting story. And again, we won't even talk about what an AP environmental science class is in today's curriculum. What a joke that must be. But anyway, Arizona also bans Uber from doing any more of their autonomous testing. Remember, we had the sheriff come in right away and say, oh, no, it wasn't at fault. Nobody could have seen that homeless woman walking out of the shadows. Well, no, you couldn't see her walking out of the shadows if you're sitting there as a convicted felon. That was hired by Uber, was sitting in the seat looking at her cell phone, which is what they want you to do, right? That's what Tesla wants you to do. They want you to give up control of the car. And then when it can't handle something, you're going to take it over, right? Well, except that you're playing on your cell phone. And you don't know that something has happened until you hear that thump thump of the person you just ran over. And as many autonomous people pointed out, as I pointed out on the news a week or so ago, I said, that is absolutely a lie. And I read you what the autonomous engineers and lawyers had said about that. They said, look, I said, if you look at the footage, and we'll look at the footage of this, if she had actually been driving the car, she would have had her brights on so the woman wouldn't have come out of the darkness, number one. Number two, the car doesn't use headlights to image victims. It uses LIDAR. And it shouldn't have any effect on that. The car should have seen her walking across the road well before that. The excuse put out by the sheriff that, oh, well, she was within 100 yards of a crosswalk, therefore it was her fault. Really? That's the length of a football field. She might have been on some. Certainly, she walked in front of the car. There's no excuse for that. However, the car didn't even slow down. We're going to be talking about EPA transparency as well. Many updates on the news. China introduced that competition to the petrodollar yesterday, and they had a lot of action on that. And also, Facebook doing a face plant. Refusing to testify. Of course, Zuckerberg said, well, I'll testify to Congress if it's the right thing to do. Well, he's not going to testify before the UK Parliament. And now there are federal officials as well as state and local officials who want to have a discussion with Mark Zuckerberg. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Today we're going to take a look at some contradictory statements made by David Hogg that have just come to light. He made a statement at CBS where he said he was at home when the shooting started. He said he had to grab his camera, get on his bicycle, and ride several miles to get there before the shooting stopped. Except in other interviews, he was telling everybody that he was in his AP environmental science class and went into detail about what was happening. So where was he? And it's not just David Hogg that has multiple contradictory statements. We're going to take a look in depth at the contradictory statements coming out of the UK as they have taken the Cold War and put it into the microwave oven. And boy, it stinks like yesterday's leftovers. This is absolutely amazing to me to see how everybody is lining up, and they're not just calling in their ambassadors or throwing out ambassadors or whatever. They're now talking about confiscating financial assets, the UK is, of the Russians if they think that their origins are suspicious. Well, if they are as diligent with that as they have been with this supposed gas attack, then it is Katie bar the door. And they seriously seem to want war with Russia. That is the frightening thing. Especially frightening when you look at the lies that they put out there. When we talk about false flag, as I said at the top of the hour, we're not talking about the fact that nobody died. Although that is a very interesting point in this Russian poisoning. Nobody did die. They're not claiming that anybody died. They're claiming that this individual got sick because he was exposed to this Russian nerve gas that they've labeled Novichok, which is supposedly 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas. Why didn't they die? I mean, that is really the dog that didn't bark here, isn't it? Doesn't that pique your curiosity? We have a great deal of information to say about that, as well as an update on Las Vegas, a mystery man that has not really been talked about, and some new revelations that came out yesterday about the Pulse Orlando shooting, showing perhaps that the FBI might have facilitated that in some way or the other, as we have seen in the past. Remember when we had the Garland, Texas shooting? And we had the FBI egging these individuals, these ISIS individuals on, to attack that meeting where they were talking about ISIS and they and drawing cartoons or whatever it was. It was an anti-Islamic terrorist meeting. And they were making critical statements of Islam, for sure. They had bodyguards there. And one of those bodyguards was shot in the foot. But the FBI was encouraging these ISIS individuals who did go there and did shoot and actually shot one of these bodyguards, who is now suing the FBI for quite a bit of money. I don't know what the status is of that suit. He did it a few months ago. Suing them because they provoked this. They were telling those individuals, go there, shoot the place up, so forth, and actually followed them to the event, doing nothing. See, that's what these false flags look like. It isn't that nobody died. That, as I pointed out at the top of the hour, they used to use the conspiracy theory. That came about because of the JFK assassination. If anybody questioned the government's narrative that all the shots were fired by Lee Harvey Oswald, even in spite of what we saw with the Zapruder film, in spite of what eyewitnesses said, if you said that you thought there was more than one shooter, that Oswald might be a patsy, you were accused of a new term that was invented by the FBI. You were called a conspiracy theorist because you thought it wasn't just a lone shooter, that there might have been a wider conspiracy, that there might have been other shooters. That has gotten very tired. People are tired of hearing conspiracy theorists, and they realize that that is being thrown out indiscriminately at people who question the government's narrative. You're not allowed to question that. If you question these students, of course, you'll be shut down. You'll be censored. You'll be thrown off of YouTube. You'll be sued for defamation. Even as we see as President Trump's lawyer pushes back against Stormy Daniels, she sues the lawyer for defamation. You can't say that somebody is lying, even if you've got good evidence that they're lying. Can't say that. We saw that with Roy Moore. We saw it with President Trump. Of course, both of those cases had Gloria Allred bringing in a bimbo to hype up something. And as the evidence was called into question, and even in the case of Roy Moore, as Gloria Allred's client admitted that she had altered the yearbook and had written that stuff in there herself, and they said, well, see, she was lying. Oh, you defamed my client. They did the same thing with President Trump, with Summer Zervos. And it was also Gloria Allred who brought her in at the last minute before the election, trying to enhance a narrative against President Trump before the election. So if you question any of this stuff, if you question any of the protected people that they have, then you will be sued, you'll be shut down, you'll be censored by social media. But we're going to question that today. And we're going to give you some information about it. Real quickly, just a little bit of the economic news headlines that we've got here. The Dow closed up more than 650 points higher yesterday, and they said it's as trade tensions ease. Well, look, the Wall Street investors may be concerned about a new trade war, and they may have been reassured about the fact that President Trump's tough talk to China may have some positive effect and may not result in a tit-for-tat trade war. And that may be behind these most recent issues. But as I was talking to Gerald Celente yesterday, he said, wait a minute, look at this event here. Before the trade war stuff happened, or in spite of the trade war, the Dow was up at 250 points, and then the interest rate increase came out, and it went down to a negative 350, straight down because of that interest rate stuff. So what the central banks are doing has a big effect. And it also has a big effect, what the central banks and what the government of China are doing. As we pointed out yesterday, the long-awaited petro-yuan to try to supplant the petrodollar was introduced yesterday. And as Zero Hedges talks about it, the petro-yuan futures launched with a bang. Volume dominated Brent crude as big traders stepped in. Now, again, China is still a small trader in that market, although they are becoming the largest importer of oil. And that was one of the things that allowed us to establish the petrodollar. Thanks to our domestic supply here, the importation of oil has gone down. We are not on the path to be the largest importer anymore. I don't think we currently are. I think China currently is and will become an even larger importer of oil. So they're going to have a lot of impact on the oil trade, and they want to try to settle this in their currency. And it's going to have a big economic effect on Americans, because our position of having the world's reserve currency has allowed us to expand our deficits for so long that even President Trump and the Republicans are saying, oh, deficit ceiling, let's just forget having a deficit ceiling. Don't bother to raise it. Let's just abolish it. We don't even have to worry about our spending anymore. And now they've accelerated spending even over Obama. And that's a trend that we have seen through the last three presidencies. We had George W. Bush accelerate spending, and then Obama made it go much, much faster. And now that is happening under President Trump, even faster than Obama. Those deficits and that accumulated debt is going to be paid for by the interest that the Federal Reserve charges, and that interest continues to go up and up, and you, taxpayers, will pay that, and you will suffer when our currency becomes a junk currency, like Venezuela's junk currency, because we have a fiscally irresponsible government, and we no longer have the world's trade reserve currency, if that were to happen. We've also had suspicious packages found at several military installations in the D.C. area. Not clear yet what that is about, but I don't know if that's a copycat of the Austin bomber or what we're going to see with that. But I think another ominous sign that we're seeing is that we have the U.S. Telecom's database is now being transferred over into foreign control. Yes, that's right. There is a database of all the phone numbers in America that runs through this one centrally located thing. So somebody thought that it was a good idea to put that in the hands of a foreign company. And of course, if that goes down, you can't make any phone calls, not even to 911. This is absolutely amazing, the impact that small technologically obscure items can have on your life.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I see Russians everywhere. Oh, you're going to see less of them, though. Because we've now had President Trump and a lot of other leaders expelling Russians from their countries. And when you look at the news, all you see in the mainstream news is, look, this many Russians were kicked out of here and this many over here. Nobody ever asks why. Why have they been kicked out? Is there any reality to this story coming out of the UK? Or is this a dangerous concoction by Theresa May, Nikki Haley, and a lot of neocons to try to escalate the Cold War into a hot war? That's my concern. I've talked about this multiple times, but I got some new information for you today. But first, where are we right now as the AP and other mainstream media organizations are trumpeting U.S. and allies band together to expel Russians over a spy case? Isn't this great? And President Trump and his administration can be so proud of the fact that they are independent of Vladimir Putin. This is a way to virtue signal to everybody. Look, there's no collusion. I'm even throwing his people out with no reason at all. Okay. Look, I'm not saying the Russians are good guys. I am saying that, we have to look at the way this is being used to escalate tensions. It used to be that détente. Remember that tired phrase that came out of Henry Kissinger? Détente used to be a good thing. The easing of tensions. We don't want a hot war between Russia and America. That's not a good thing, folks. It's not a good thing. We used to understand that. And now we blame the Russians for everything. As a matter of fact, if you want to attack somebody, you call them a Russian bot. Or you say they have affiliations with the Russians. You know, the NRA supposedly has affiliations with. No, they don't. Just because they've got an R in their name doesn't mean the National Rifle Association is affiliated with the Russians. But that's the way the left sees everything in this broad brush that they paint everything. The Russians have become the red herrings to distract us from internal spying, from internal collusion on our elections, from attempts to overthrow our elections with an internal coup. Everything is about the Russians. They have become the convenient boogeymen, the convenient red herrings. As AP points out, from Washington to Warsaw, Western nations banded together Monday to expel more than 100 Russian diplomats they accused of being spies. Trump has ordered 60 of its diplomats out of the U.S. At least 21 countries have ousted more than 135 Russians, including 23 kicked out earlier by the U.K. Theresa May leading the charge. Together, we have sent a message that we will not tolerate Russia's continued attempts to flout international law and to undermine our values. Well, that's really nice. But what have they done, actually? We know that Nikki Haley and Theresa May have accused them of poisoning this Soviet double or triple agent who was working with Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS, interestingly enough, at the time that he was poisoned. Is that interesting? You hear anybody else talking about that? It's actually true. We've had Zero Hedge, InfoWars, others have talked about this, but you don't hear this out of the mainstream media, but it is quite frankly true. The UK government is preparing to confiscate Russian capital. So now we're going to start stealing their money. Because we haven't made them mad enough. We need to really heat up this Cold War, don't we? You know, the military-industrial complex really was missing that profit center of intercontinental ballistic missiles. And, you know, now we can go into hypersonic missiles because we've got a hypersonic missile gap and we've got those nasty Russians. Yeah, they are competitive. Yeah, they are building a big military. China is way more threatening, quite frankly, than Russia is. But if they label it, quote, of dubious origin, they can steal Russian money. This kind of harkens back to what we saw from the Department of Justice, the rules that came out. I was hopeful that as the Department of Justice came out, and essentially what they did was they took civil asset forfeiture that we've had here as part of the American War on Drugs, where they can take your property without convicting you of a crime, without even accusing you of a crime. They can take your property, the police do. Now, they do it very often. If they pull you over, they find that you got a couple of $1,000 in cash. They say, well, you know what? That looks very suspicious. Who would be driving around with $1,000 worth of cash? I think you probably are a drug dealer. I don't have any evidence of you being a drug dealer, but I'm going to charge your money with being an accessory to drug deals. And you're like, what? This is highway robbery. And it is. It is highway robbery. And now what they're trying to do, I think, when I look at this, I look at what the Department of Justice is doing and what the UK government is preparing to do. It appears that these orders that came out of the Department of Justice, which at first I was hoping was laying the foundation to come after the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, which had been involved with, of the people that they listed, about a little more than half of them, I believe, were directly tied to the Clintons. I thought, well, maybe this is a move against Hillary Clinton. Maybe they are going to shut down these political slush funds that she's had, these racketeering and corruption funds that she's had. Maybe that's a move against that. And yet, many people said, no, I think this is probably just stepping this up to where they can claim that they can take the assets of foreigners without ever charging them with any information, without charging them with any crime. And that's perhaps what is going to be happening with this. But certainly it's going to make the Russians angry. And Moscow has now vowed to respond to every country that has thrown out Russian diplomats, who probably are spies. And our diplomats there are probably spies as well, you understand. I mean, that's the way the game works, right? We assassinate people, they assassinate people. But did they assassinate this double or triple agent spy, Sergei Skripal? Did they? You know, Moscow is claiming that the nerve agent was also developed by the U.S., even though we got Prime Minister Theresa May saying no other country has the capability, the intent, or the motive for the attack. And that was the only evidence that she gave. The only evidence that she gave. It turns out that Washington and the U.K. have this capability, and they may have a greater motive than the Russians in doing this. We'll talk about this a bit. I have talked in the past about how the UK police came out and said, we've got hundreds of people on this case. Just like they did with the Austin bomber. We had hundreds of agents on that. We had the ATF, we had the FBI, we had local police, we had Texas investigators. Everybody was on it. Finally, they broke that lead when he went to the FedEx office. And they're still investigating one of his roommates to find out exactly what was going on. The UK cop said, even though we've got hundreds of people here, it's going to take us months. This is a very complex situation to investigate it. That didn't slow Theresa May down, nor did it slow down Nikki Haley. She immediately came out and said, this is Russia's crime. That was Nikki Haley. Theresa May said, nobody else had the capability, the intent, or the motive. So we're going to give them 36 hours to prove that they're innocent. And if they don't, we're going to start taking action against them. I also pointed out, and we'll talk about this more, how the first responder who went there, who was a doctor, said that she treated the daughter, who was also on the bench. Neither of them died, by the way. That is a very interesting aspect of this. But the first responder who was there, a doctor, said she treated the daughter for 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Had no protective clothing on. Nothing happened to the doctor. We had the narrative that, well, maybe this stuff was spread by the car because we had other people in the area get sick. Maybe the windows were down and this wafted out of the car. Or maybe people were exposed to the car doors open. If it was that intense, and if it was Novichok, 8 times more intense than VX nerve gas, then why didn't those two individuals die? It's amazing. Well, we'll talk more about this when we come back. Stay with us.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Hey, you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
The truth is always much, much more interesting than the government and media narratives that come out. And we're going to show you the difference between the government and media narratives about the UK poisoning, the nerve gas poisoning that they say, and the truth. We've got some very pointed questions to ask about this, and some information to give you about this as well. I always loved a Sherlock Holmes mystery. If you like that kind of thing, you're going to enjoy this as well. But one of the key things in one of the Sherlock Holmes cases was the dog that didn't bark. And the fact that this spy and his daughter, and we've not had any updates about their condition, where are they? Are they alive? Are they dead? What's their health condition? No, don't worry about that. We've already gotten what we need out of that event. And we're moving on to a new, hotter Cold War, perhaps a hot war. Because it's not just throwing out Russian diplomats, but now the UK is saying they're going to start confiscating Russian capital, Russian money, if they think it was of dubious origins. Well, let me tell you that this whole story that is being sold by Theresa May and Nikki Haley and others is of dubious origins. And if we want to talk about who's got the capability, intent, or motive, the finger turns back to us, turns back to people like Nikki Haley. We've had Theresa May's proof has gone public, and we've had, and of course, there is no proof. right? We haven't seen anything. The Russians haven't seen this. As I said before, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, which previously gave Russia a clean bill of health, they worked for 10 years to make sure that there wasn't any chemical weapons plants according to treaties and so forth. We had a UK ambassador to the OPCW who said gave them a clean bill of health. And he's one of the people who's asking questions about this. And the OPCW said, well, we would like to see this stuff as well. But that was even after. They said it's going to take us a while to go through and look at this and analyze it. But that was long after Theresa May and Nikki Haley had announced, pronounced, I should say, that the Russians were guilty, that we were going to take specific actions against them. And a lot of people are asking questions. Of course, on Friday, President Trump was advised by people like John Huntsman, deep, deep state globalist, James Mattis, that chemical weapons expert Jeff Sessions. I guess he got his chemical expertise in analyzing medical marijuana that doesn't exist, according to him. And outgoing National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. He's still advising President Trump. He's still at this meeting talking about what they should do, throwing out Russian advisors and so forth. Same guy that threw President Trump under the bus, said, I told him not to congratulate Putin on winning that election. It was simply diplomacy. That's one of the reasons why he was shown the door now instead of waiting till later this summer, which was the schedule for him to be thrown out. Also, according to the Telegraph, Skripal was friends with an employee of Christopher Steele. That name may ring a bell with you. We'll talk more about that in a bit. He, of course, assisted Steele in compiling the dossier, according to the Telegraph. And they said it notably relies on senior Russian officials, despite the fact that Christopher Steele never traveled to Moscow. So if Christopher Steele wrote the dirty dossier for the DNC, and he talks about all this stuff that happened in Moscow, but he never went to Moscow, where did he get that information? See, Christopher Steele and another man who was working for GPS, Fusion GPS, they were the ones who essentially reportedly turned Sergei Skripal into a double agent. And then they were working with him again on this information. Valery Morozov, a former construction magnate who fled Russia after revealing corruption, claimed last night that Colonel Skripal, 66, was working and remained in regular contact with military intelligence officers at the Russian embassy. She said, if you have a military intelligence officer working in the Russian diplomatic service, living after retirement in the UK, working in cybersecurity, and every month going to the embassy to meet military intelligence officers, for me, being a political refugee, it's either a certain danger or, frankly speaking, I thought that this contact might not be very good for me because it can bring some questions from British officials. In other words, maybe the British officials were working with this guy. Was he a double agent? Was he a triple agent? Yeah, he was sentenced to death for treason for being a double agent in Russia. Unlike two other individuals who were given the same sentence for the same thing, one of them exactly the same rank in the same branch of Russian intelligence, same rank as a spy, they were executed. He was not executed. They wanted information from him. Then he was traded back to the UK. Was he giving information about the Russians to the UK? Was he still working for the Russians? Who knows what was going on with this? But they point out in Zero Hedge, they say, go into your mind palace. Consider something which may warrant at least a cursory investigation by UK authorities. If Skripal was friends with Christopher Steele's employee, this stands to reason that it's within the realm of possibility that Skripal was Steele's source for the, quote, senior Russian officials that were cited in the Trump-Russia dirty dossier. Filthy fiction that was put out by Christopher Steele. If Skripal was the source, anyone connected to the creation, funding, or distribution of the Trump-Russia dossier would probably be okay if he disappeared, and they would probably be okay if he was unable to testify about what had really happened. So who has the motive? Does only Russia have a motive for this? Would the people who were involved in the Trump fake dossier, would they have a motive in terms of trying to cover up somebody who might know something about what they did? Perhaps. There's 30 questions that journalists should be asking about the Skripal case. Many of these I have asked in the past, but it's worthwhile going back through these. These are put together by Rob Slain at theblogmire.com. Let's just look at some of these questions here. Number one, Why have there been no updates on the condition of Sergei and Yulia Skripal in the public domain since the first week of the investigation? Are they still alive, number two? Number three, if so, what is their current condition? What symptoms are they displaying? Don't you find it fascinating that not only did they not die, but that we've now moved on? Because we've established a premise to heat up the Cold War. That's why I'm very concerned about this. I am not defending Vladimir Putin. He probably rigged the election. I would still, if I was president, I would still congratulate him as an act of diplomacy. But we want to ease tensions. And that's what we thought that President Trump wanted to do, but now he's being pushed in a different direction. Number four, in a recent letter to the Times, Stephen Davies, consultant in emergency medicine at Salisbury NHS Foundation Trust. In other words, this is a guy at the hospital in the town where this happened, Salisbury, UK. He said, "Sir, further to your report," and he references the report, "poison exposure leaves almost 40 people needing treatment, March 14th. He said, "In reference to that report, sir, may I clarify that no patients have experienced nerve agent poisoning in Salisbury, and there have only ever been three patients with significant poisoning." Oh, isn't that interesting? All of the narrative that we heard about all the people who might have gotten gassed by this car as it went by with open windows or open doors, all these people that were sick going there, he says, no, there really weren't 40 people that needed treatment. There's only three people who were poisoned. And as I said, if the narrative that was being put out there by many in the UK press saying all these other people were contaminated by this, 40 people, and now the hospital official at Salisbury said, no, there weren't 40 people, just those three, just Sergei and Yulia, his daughter, and the police officer. And we'll talk more about this police officer in a moment. That's another dog that didn't bark, isn't it? You know, where's Sergei? What's the condition of he and his daughter? What about the police officer? Have we heard anything, any updates on their condition? Where are they? Has anybody seen them? Are they alive? Are they dead? Can they talk? Maybe they can't talk. Maybe they're not allowed to talk. But this whole thing is speaking out. He says, no patients have experienced nerve agent poisoning. You hear that? Even the three who were poisoned, the hospital official says, no, those three who were poisoned did not have nerve agent poisoning, which would explain why they didn't die. It has been said that the Skripals and Detective Sergeant Nick Bailey were poisoned by a military-grade nerve agent, 5 to 8 times more toxic than VX nerve gas. 10 milligrams only of VX is reckoned to be the median lethal dose. It is absorbed through the skin. The nurse said she treated the daughter for 30 minutes. Treat her for 30 minutes. She didn't get sick. This really smells. And it's not smelling of nerve gas. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. BodyEase, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's probe these grand lies that are being used to push us into a military conflict between the West and Russia. And we've seen this happen so many times before in the past, haven't we? Remember the Lusitania? Oh, well, that didn't exactly happen that way, did it? But it got us involved. And this is what we're seeing now again. As I pointed out, what is the condition, the current condition? Where is Sergei and Yulia Skripal? What is their current condition? What's the condition of the detective? We were told that he was exposed at the bench. Then they later said, well, he was exposed at the house. So we have different narratives that are going on simultaneously. There's never been any actual evidence presented by Theresa May, only to say that only the Russians had the capability of producing this. And we're going to take a look at whether or not that is true. As I pointed out before, it was the former UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, who had worked with these individuals at the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and so forth. And he is also now saying that, according to former Ambassador Murray, he said it was only under a great deal of pressure from the government that the Porton Down chemical weapons people, which, by the way, is only 7 miles. The UK's chemical weapons facility is only 7 miles away from this. But it was only under severe pressure from the Foreign Office that they would say, well, this is of a type that has been manufactured by Russia. They would not say that this is Russian origin. Of course, they could not say that. They would have to lie. They wanted to try to pressure these scientists into lying. And they said, well, it's of a type that has formerly been used by the Russian. Therefore, they took this information, and as we'll show you, Boris Johnson, as well as Theresa May, said, well, only the Russians could have manufactured this. No, that's not true. We'll show you that in just a moment. But to look at the insanity of this, one of the reasons that this has been used this way, and again, this is a hallmark of a false flag, to have something happen and to blame somebody else, but also to use it for an agenda that you've been desperately trying to further all along. We typically see this in the U.S. along gun control, and we have some gun control update information as well coming up here. But when they say that 40 people needed treatment, and you see the director of hospitals write a correcting letter, which, by the way, the mainstream media pretty much ignored, with the exception of only one or two, but you didn't see it trumpeted all over the place. You didn't see it even reported in the United States, really, saying, no, there were only three people that were poisoned, and nobody got poisoned by nerve gas, said the guy who was head of the hospital, and the nurse who, the doctor who treated the daughter for 30 minutes. But this is hyped up by them. It's very important for them to put out the narrative that 40 people were exposed to this, because it would be sufficiently severe if the Russians were to kill a double agent who had been exchanged as part of a spy exchange, if they were then later on to kill him. And of course, this happens 8 years after he was released to the UK. But that would have been an incident. But to get everybody really hyped up about how dangerous these Ruskies are, to say that it was something that affected a large area and involved a lot of collateral damage, that is really what they're trying to go for. So you've got the Public Health England putting out a pamphlet of advice, saying that people who have visited these places where traces of military-grade nerve agent had apparently been found should wash their clothes and use baby wipes. Baby wipes. This is what it actually says. Wipe personal items such as phones, handbags, and other electronic items with cleansing or baby wipes and dispose of the wipes in the bin into an ordinary domestic waste disposal. And so they ask this question: are baby wipes acknowledged to be an effective and safe method of dealing with objects that potentially have been contaminated with military-grade nerve agent, especially something that is 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas? This just gets more insane as you look at the details. But understand why it is being, why we're being lied to like this by our government, by the media that promotes this. There's an agenda there, folks, a very clear agenda. And as we look at this, the fact that the British government gave a 36-hour ultimatum to the Russian government, even when the police and the OPCW said this is going to take weeks to determine, the Russian government said, can we see some evidence of this? No, no, no. You're just going to have to reply to this and prove that you're innocent. Can't see any evidence. You have to take my word for it. The police haven't had any finding. The OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, hasn't had any finding. But you have to prove that you're innocent. That is the standard that we have now in everything. Whether it is Stormy Daniels or a Russian poisoning in a park, that is a standard of evidence. We just accuse you and you're guilty. There is no presumption of innocence for anybody, whether you are an individual or a state actor. And then on a television show on March the 18th, the Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said, and I might just say, in response to Mr. Chizhov's point about Russian stockpiles of chemical weapons, we actually had evidence within the last 10 years that Russia has not only been investigating the delivery of nerve agents for the purposes of assassination, but it's also been creating and stockpiling Novichok. Well, where did this come from, they asked? Because, see, we had had, from 2005 to 2015, the International Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, so we cleaned all this stuff up. Now, prior to that, the facility that was creating this Novichok nerve gas was in Uzbekistan. And if you remember, when the Soviet Union went down in 1989, within 1 or 2 years, everybody was freaked out about the lack of control of nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. They were worried about suitcase nukes being sold to terrorists because the area was desperately poor. A lot of organized crime in the area. They would sell anything to anybody to get rich, and many of them did. So could it have escaped at that point in time? Certainly it could have. And Uzbekistan wasn't even under Russian control. They declared their independence prior to the time that these facilities were shut down. And then he points out that if this was known before the 27th of September 2017, when the OPCW issued a statement saying that they had completed the destruction of all 40,000 metric tons of chemical weapons possessed by the Russian Federation, why did Britain not inform the OPCW of its own intelligence that evidently only Boris Johnson knows about, that, oh, no, it really hasn't been shut down. They really are still making this stuff, and they're going to use it for political assassinations. Well, why didn't you tell the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons then? Why'd you stay silent about that? Now you've discovered this. Now you talk about it. But you didn't tell everybody 6 months ago, did you? So he put in a lot of qualifying, said, well, to the best of our knowledge, this falls within the category of being something that is of the type and so forth, as they pressured them. But then we get back to the fundamental question, and that is, does the U.S. Department of Defense decontaminated and dismantled the site there in Uzbekistan, even though they were doing it, and they were doing it under an agreement with the government of Uzbekistan? Is it possible that the U.S. got some of that stuff? Okay. It wasn't just necessarily sold into the wild. It could have been taken by the U.S. government. It could have been taken by the U.K. government. Who knows? And could those substances or secrets that were within that plant, could they have been carried out of the country and even taken back to the United States government? Also, final question here. The connection between Sergei Skripal's MI6 recruiter, Pablo Miller, who also happens to live in Salisbury, and Christopher Steele, the author of the so-called Trump dossier, has been well established. So these two are still working together. These two, Pablo Miller and Christopher Steele, they were the ones who had, Pablo Miller was the one who had turned Sergei Skripal into a double agent. He reported to Christopher Steele. Now the two of them were working together. Christopher Steele is working on a Russian dossier. Christopher Steele didn't go to Russia, but he had a senior Russian official give him information about all this stuff that supposedly happened to President Trump. So is the fact that Mr. Skripal and Pablo Miller regularly meeting together in Salisbury where this happened, is this connection of any interest to the investigators who are looking at this? Of course not. They've got their narrative and they're going to stick to it. And then what is happening in Vegas? And I'll just give you a teaser of this. We don't have time to go into this hour. But just think about this. The Las Vegas shooting investigation began when a witness claimed that he hid outside Mandalay Bay in the bushes for hours after the stream of gunfire started raining down on concert goers on October the 1st. This is from True Pundit. The same man also claimed that he was inside the room next door to the shooter when the gunfire erupted. The same man said he saw shooters gun down a security guard outside the hotel suite he shared with Stephen Paddock, even though that information was never divulged publicly at the time. The same man described to news media minutes after the attack in detail the tools in Paddock's suite that were used for the attack, days before any of this physical evidence was released to the public. The same man who went to great lengths to use techniques that few would know about or employ without training, masked his phone and his social media accounts to shield his location before and during the attack. The same man FBI agents were never allowed to interview and told to forget about, despite pleadings from intelligence veterans that this individual was an imperative person of interest in the shooting investigation. Now, FBI agents who have been silenced by those higher up are putting these questions out. And we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique
unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, let's take a look at this new mystery man. This individual that was zeroed in by some federal agents, but then it was shut down by the FBI brass in the Las Vegas shooting. The shooting that I would say has more holes in its official narrative than pretty much anything we've seen since 9/11. But as I point out, there's one individual who was in the room, said he was in the room next to the shooter. And of course, this is a suite. So essentially sharing the room. He said he saw shooters gun down a security guard. He knew the name of the individual. He knew details about the weapons they had well before any of this was released in public. He went to a great deal of trouble using professional spy tactics that you would have to be trained on to make sure that he had shielded his media accounts and his cell phone before and during the attack. And then this is a guy who, when FBI agent says, hey, we should be talking to this guy. This looks pretty suspicious. You know, when you have a mass murder and somebody starts talking about details that haven't been released to the public, you know, it's kind of like you ask somebody, Detective Columbo comes up to a guy and he starts asking him about something. And the guy says, well, yeah, I never had a knife like that. And Columbo says, well, who told you? One more thing. Who told you that there was a knife used in there? We haven't said anything about a knife. Who told you how that man was killed? Who told you that it was a knife with a 6-inch blade or whatever? So that makes you kind of a suspicious suspect, don't you think? As an FBI agent, wouldn't you be suspicious about that? Well, it turns out that a lot of FBI agents and intelligence veterans are very concerned about this. Who is this guy? His name, according to True Pundit, is Brian Hodge. Hodge, a 37-year-old Australian living in the United States, went from a media witness to a person of interest almost overnight, said one FBI agent. Yet FBI brass, led by Ruse, it's a ruse, it's R-O-U-S-E, I think it's pronounced Ruse, refused agents' permission to interrogate Hodge. He soon fled the city after the attack. But he did eventually return, only to leave the country, then return again. Unbeknownst to Hodge and FBI brass, however, FBI insiders and intelligence veterans were ignoring a stand-down order, and they were still tracking Hodge. And they tailed him to many interesting places after the Vegas deadly shooting. They said he did a series of radio and media interviews in Australia that were compelling, said the FBI insider. He unknowingly divulged information during those interviews that only law enforcement knew about at the time. So he's, we were still processing the crime scene and Hodge was discussing evidence that nobody could have known about. He was giving interviews to Australian media literally while the scene was unfolding. I'm talking minutes after Paddock's body was found in the suite. Hodge was live and on air with his phone talking to Australian media. And they point out with the difference in time zones between Vegas and Australia, Hodge was being piped into homes during prime time, approximately 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., literally the same time that the Vegas shooting was unfolding. Hodge never spoke to any media in the United States. So how did this Australian guy, locate this guy so quickly in the U.S.? FBI insiders said that he was posting on social media and then calling the media for interviews. The challenge for investigators is that soon after the shooting, he began to scrub all of this in a very professional way. He got rid of his Facebook, Twitter, Instagram accounts. Not only of Vegas-related posts, but of many other things. And so one intelligence veteran said he began deleting his online DNA, so to speak. Even though we were told not to, we were able to recover many things that were deleted. And key facts were deciphered by agents. And we got to take a break. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you what some of those key facts were. And then we're going to talk about an update to the Orlando Pulse shooting, which you have seen in the mainstream media to a large extent, and another story that is breaking. The fact that David Hodge has said at some time that he was at home when the shooting began, not at school, in the closet, taking pictures. Oh, yeah, that gets more interesting as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
So as I pointed out in the last segment, and this is coming from a true pundit, they're doing a series kind of summarizing a lot of the lies and disinformation we've seen in the official narrative coming out of the Las Vegas shooting. They started talking about this Australian, 37-year-old Brian Hodge. Didn't give any interviews in the U.S. media, but he was on quite a bit in Australia. And this same guy told a lot of interesting tales, and he was telling them at approximately the time the shooting was going on. He had put some information out, was picked up by the Australian media, and then he kind of professionally scrubbed his online DNA, as they pointed out. But a lot of the stuff that he was saying got the attention of some FBI investigators, because he was telling people details about the crime scene that had not been released to the public. Wouldn't you want to investigate somebody like that? Well, the FBI agents on the ground did, but the people higher up shut this down. Why would they do that? Interesting question, isn't it? But the very fact that they would shut this down is the most interesting thing here. Now, he had a lot of interesting connections as well. He had previously worked in the casino industry on the Gold Coast of Australia. And Paddock's girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, also lived and worked in the casino industry on the Gold Coast of Australia. Intelligence veterans isolated immediate red flags after looking through his interviews with the Australian press. He detailed how victims were being mowed down by gunfire below Mandalay Bay, as reported by his team, quote-unquote team. People say, what team? Did he go in there with a team? I mean, he was in the same suite as Stephen Paddock, but supposedly they had subdivided this suite. And so Hodge was likely staying alone at Mandalay Bay. So what team? Intelligence agents tracked Hodge after the shooting, and they never pinpointed any traveling companions as part of his team. Hodge said that Paddock used a special hammer to break the Mandalay Bay's double-paned glass prior to the attack. Well, that's true, but how did Hodge know that? How did he know that it wasn't shot through and that it was punched out with a hammer? Said they had not, this is another one of the details, that had not been released to the public. The shooting scene was 400 yards away. It was night. The venue was dark except for the stage area. So how could Hodge's alleged team, who were supposedly also fleeing the hotel in panic, how could they see bodies that were dropping 400 yards away in the dark through a mirrored exterior window? Hodge said that he had the room next to Paddock, But that room, 32-134, was breached by LA Metro SWAT after Paddock was found dead on the other side of the door joining the two rooms. One large window was broken in Hodges' supposed room, too, which police believe gunfire originated from. So, supposedly these two rooms are separate. But there's two rooms, that both of these rooms, have holes in them, and they believe the gunfire came out of both of them. And one of these rooms belonged to Brian Hodge. And he's making all kinds of questionable statements to Australian media as this stuff is going on, stuff that nobody knows because it's not been released to the public unless you are part of this action. Yet they're not allowed to talk to him. Why? Why? How did Hodge know when Paddock checked into the hotel suite? How did he know Paddock? Records show that Hodge checked into Mandalay Bay the day before the shooting. So how would he know, as he said, that Paddock had checked in days earlier? How would he know that? These are red flags, said one of the FBI insiders. His testimony changes from interview to interview as well. You can see him adding new details and things that were never talked about initially. Oh, that's really interesting, isn't it? So, as they point out in this True Pundit thing, when you got a cabal of retired FBI agents and current intelligence officials that are also concerned about these red flags, and they bring them up to the people at the top of the FBI, and then they get shut down, that raises a lot of suspicion. Why was he untouchable? And here's one more very damning piece of evidence. You've heard about all the camera wires that were running from the food cart in the hallway into the room so they could monitor what was going on in the hallway. Guess which room they went into? They went into Hodge's room. The fact that the room that Hodge maintains he rented had camera wires running from a food cart in the hallway into his room. Just that alone should have made him a person of interest. And yet the FBI brass shut that down. And as one of the FBI sources said, there's so much physical evidence here that warrants Hodge as a person of interest. It's hard to believe that he wasn't told to stay in Vegas after the shooting for questioning. And then there's his cell phone. Oh, what about his cell phone? Well, 3 or 4 hours, he said, he was hiding in the bushes outside Mandalay Bay. We ran his cell phone during and after the shooting. He wasn't anywhere near Mandalay Bay, they said, after the shooting. So if he wasn't hiding in the bushes, where was he? While he was giving radio and newspaper interviews to foreign media about surviving the massacre and giving them details that had not been released publicly about anything. Yeah, that's very interesting. Don't you think that's interesting? I'll let you make your own conclusions about this. You're big boys and girls. You can look at this stuff. You can at least know that you're being lied to, can't you? You can at least know that there's a cover-up. And you can at least know that there's absolutely no reason for us to, let's say, ban bump stocks because we find a bump stock on one of these guns conveniently placed there, along with a bipod to stabilize a thing. Those two things would work against each other. But don't worry about that. We're going to ban bump stocks because we got a virtue signal to the little children who are having their parades, just like we got a virtue signal to the DACA dreamers. And we're going to establish a new precedent of how we can do gun control by executive order of the president and the Department of Justice. Does that concern you? It concerns me. The bump stocks are a gimmick. Bump stocks have never been used in any shooting, except allegedly in this shooting, about which we've been told nothing but a pack of lies, and we've had the FBI trying to shut down investigations in this shooting. But yet it becomes the impetus for us to change the way that we infringe upon the Second Amendment. And we're going to get into this later. We have President Trump meeting tomorrow with cabinet officials to see how they can enact new gun prohibition methods. How they can have emergency red flags to, get the guns and then do the due process later, if we even do the due process later. I find that very concerning in light of all the lies that we've been told about Las Vegas, that it would become the poster child for a new tactic in gun control. And we'll play for you later the statement by one of these children out there saying, well, we're going to get the bump stocks now, but we're coming for everything later. Very much like the statement that was made by the mayor pro tem of Austin, the number two guy, a couple of years ago. I was there covering along with Jakari Jackson and my wife. We were covering a protest of gun control people. And there was one individual there with a sign. So we're not going to let you ban guns. We're not going to let you take all the guns. And the mayor singled him out and he said, we're not coming after the guns now, but you hold on to that sign. You're going to need it. Same thing that this kid said. This is their true agenda. And whether done knowingly or foolishly, Trump has walked into this trap by establishing a precedent of gun prohibition that was something that was not even prohibited by Obama's ATF. Isn't that interesting? Going even further than Obama on gun control and setting up a precedent to do gun control by executive order. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had done something like this? We would be screaming it from the top of our lungs. That's why I'm screaming it now. Because it doesn't matter to me who the politician in charge is when they come after our constitutionally respected God-given rights. I don't care who this guy is. I don't even know who he is with some of the stuff that he does. Yeah, Trump has done some great stuff. Great. Tax cuts, standing up for industry, trying to level the playing field. That's something that I would expect from any Republican president. And coming after our basic fundamental liberties is also something I would expect from any Republican president, along with the escalating foreign war. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I've got more to tell you about the Orlando shooter, and then we're going to get into the phony narrative from David Hogg, because he's another one of these liars out there. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yeah, right about this time you may be thinking, and this guy is crazy. I mean, he's been saying the Russians didn't poison anybody with nerve gas in the UK. This is a false flag to restart and to reheat the Cold War. Then I told you about an Australian. Even though he had wires running into his room, which was adjacent to Stephen Paddock's room in Mandalay Bay, even though he had wires running from the carts that were set up in the hallway to surveil people, and wires were running into his room, and his window was also knocked out. And even though he was on Australian radio media giving all these information, this information about what was happening, their details about what had happened that had not been released to anybody, even though the FBI agents wanted to question this guy because of his suspicious movements and his suspicious knowledge about what was going on and his connection to all these things. Oh, they were shut down by the people higher up in the FBI. Isn't that interesting? Now we're finding out, this broke yesterday, that in a trial here over the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, they revealed that the shooter's father was working for the FBI. And they didn't do anything to shut his son down. Prior knowledge about all this stuff. And at the same time, we've got, what do you hear? Everybody's talking about the March for Our Lives. We've got to take guns away. We don't have, we're setting up gun control by executive office, by executive order, by the Trump administration is setting that up. Banning a little gimmick device that allegedly was part of this shooting in Las Vegas. And yet setting up a very, very dangerous precedent. And everybody's looking at March for Our Lives. Everybody's worshiping these children. A lot of news coming up about this as well as about David Hogg. But this story hasn't really gotten much attention. Drudge has pointed it out. We've had people outside the mainstream media talking about this. We've talked about it. His position, the father's position in all of this when the FBI appears to be behind the controversial cover-up and even the reason for Omar Mateen to have legally purchased the firearm that he used in the massacre in spite of multiple red flags. Kind of reminds me of what happened in the Garland, Texas shooting where the FBI was egging these people on, even followed them to the event where these guys showed up and started shooting. And then one of the people who was, one of the security guards who was shot in the foot sued the FBI for not shutting this down. They want this stuff to happen, folks. It's very useful for them. Just like this narrative about what happened in the UK. There wasn't anybody, according to the hospital director, there was nobody that was poisoned with nerve gas. You haven't heard any updates on these people's condition. You haven't seen any proof of any of this except to prove that what Theresa May and Nikki Haley and the rest of these neocon warmongers are telling us in order to drive us into a war with Russia, what they're telling us is a lie. Absolute lie. Omar Mateen's father played a significant role in the FBI's decision not to seek an indictment from the Justice Department for false statements to the FBI or obstruction of justice against Omar Mateen during its 2013 investigation into his alleged threats. In 2012, an anonymous tip indicated that Sadiq Mateen was seeking to raise $50,000 to $100,000 via a donation drive to contribute toward an attack against the government of Pakistan. So where would he show up next? Well, he would show up on the podium behind Hillary Clinton, of course, right? Because if you're plotting international terrorist acts in the name of Islam, who else would you want to have behind you except somebody like that if you're Hillary Clinton? He was an FBI asset under investigation for plotting acts of war. He kept his son out of jail, who was threatening to kill people. He allowed a mass shooting to happen. He appeared in photos with Clinton. He was positioned directly behind her during the speech. All this just recently came out in the trial. Now I'm going to get into what happened with David Hogg and an amazing admission, contradictory statements that came out. We have an article at Infowars.com. David Hogg caught lying about where he was during the Parkland shooting. I'll get to that in just a moment. Before I do, real quickly, what keeps us independent? And it is very important for us to be independent. I don't know if you saw this, but the Prager University lawsuit against Google was just shut down. Google prevailed in that. See, this is the way they're shutting everybody's speech down. They use their surrogates that they helped to put into power to take away the free speech. It was a rope-a-dope. Create a public market where everybody thought we had free speech and everybody goes there. And once they get a monopoly, then they start controlling speech. And that is what's going on. But the way that you can keep us independent is with your support of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. And we have a couple of specials I want to tell you about. We still have the Myco ZX Plus special. That's the reformulation of the natural products that help your body to fight dangerous toxins that you pick up through your environmental exposure, through the food and the drink that you eat in your daily environment. We have upgraded that formulation. We call it Myco ZX Plus. That new formulation is now 50% off. We also have Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, 33% off. We've had that joins our line of Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. They do not have fluoride. They do have, however, the good halogen, iodine, and most importantly, they have nano silver. Very effective at fighting bacteria and virus as well. It's not just an antibiotic. It is antiviral as well. It helps to protect against bacteria that creates gum disease, that causes tooth loss, that causes heart disease, and now you can get it in a gargle formulation. It's great for oral use or also for putting on your hands. And today is also the last day of our Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 25% off. Finally, we have also added my favorite supplement on a discount, Brain Force Plus, 50% off on Brain Force Plus. And as I've said many times, I would call it Brain Focus. It is a great nutraceutical and a nootropic formula. Try it if you haven't, and if you have tried it and you like it, stock up on Brain Force Plus right now while it's 50% off. All right, real quickly, before we get into David Hogg, one news item that was put on my desk by my producer as we were in the break, and I thought it was amusing because we've been talking about all these wild government false flags over the last hour, and now Fox News reports mystery train rumored to carry Kim Jong-un leaves China after a secretive stay. They say a mysterious and heavily guarded 21-car train that chugged into China's capital Monday, bringing with it rumors that North Korea despot Kim Jong-un was aboard, departed Tuesday just as suddenly as it arrived and bound for destinations unknown. And when I looked at this, I thought, well, you know, that kind of reminds me of when the German central bankers gave Vladimir Lenin $10 million in gold. He was in exile in Switzerland. They gave him $10 million in gold, put him on a train that was sealed, and sent him into Russia to start the Russian Revolution, the Communist Revolution. That was started by a central banker, a German central banker. And they gave him a bunch of gold to finance this revolution. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Just kind of harkened back, and in my mind connected the dots to this, because we just had the Chinese government, which has been upping its supplies of gold and saying that they're going to try to establish a competition to the petrodollar, the petro yuan. And in order to get people to abandon the dollar, they are saying, well, we're going to back our currency with gold, and you can redeem it in Hong Kong or Shanghai. And it was really well received yesterday on its first day of trading. So maybe they are starting another revolution with gold, a revolution against us. You know, they even did a movie about this. You won't find it in America, but you'll find it in European formats. It even starred Ben Kingsley about this Lenin on the train with sealed gold. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
All right, let's get back to David Hogg and this parade, this charade of marching for our lives. As I pointed out yesterday, it is total AstroTurf, funded by big PR organizations out of Hollywood and New York, Madison Avenue. A New American had a article on it. Media contacts are being overseen by 42 West, a high-profile public relations agency operating out of New York and Los Angeles. A number of expensive PR firms have worked on creating the movement. Anti-gun publications have also become willing partners with the anti-gun globalists that hired the PR firms, such as Washington Post. They've tried to malign anybody and everyone who notices the man behind the curtain. If you do that, you're accused of being far right. If you criticize what these kids have to say, then you are accused of bullying and harassing. They take down your videos. They take down your channel. It's just that simple. And we're going to give you a report about a social scientist who was on MSNBC, and much to their chagrin, she said, yeah, well, you know, we did some analysis of the crowd, as we typically do, and demographically, less than 10% of the people were teenagers. It was mostly older people. And it was financed by all these people who were doing everything, providing all kinds of support and infrastructure and transportation, free bus rides from the Democrat Party, Southwest Airlines providing subsidized airfare, and on and on and on. Millions and millions of dollars being given to this parade, this charade. And as I played yesterday, the rapper Killer Mike was talking to a black reporter with the NRA, and he was very frank with the stuff that he said. Then he got hammered by the left, and he pulled back on all that stuff. But one of the things that they said was, you know, look at this. Look at the millions of dollars being given by Hollywood and by left-wing organizations to promote this march, and yet nothing to actually help people's lives. Isn't that interesting? So they're not there to help your life. They're not there even to guard lives. They push back on any discussion about anything that has to do with security or arming teachers. They don't want any security or protection of lives. They're there to take your rights. And that's why I've said many times, yeah, it's good to push back. It's good to have demonstrations. It's good to talk in the public sphere and take this apart point by point. But you know, when you do this, most people aren't going to go beyond the title that you give your march. NPR seized on the fact that some very informed people counter-protested this, and conservative media has gone out, libertarian media has gone out and said, look, these people actually know what's going on. Listen to them. People aren't going to listen to them. All they want to see is that these people said, we've got to march for our guns, and NPR uses that. Oh, look, over here we got people marching for our lives, and then over here on the right, we got people marching for their guns. Guns? Lives. Guns, lives. Who's going to win that argument? It's already been won by the terminology that they use. Just like they picked dreamers to talk about foreign citizens brought here illegally, criminally trespassing, getting a free ride off of taxpayers who have to pay for their education with increased property taxes on their homes, killing the American dream. We don't talk about the American dream anymore. We just have to lay down and do everything possible for the DACA recipients. Even President Trump saying, oh, I'm not sure I'm going to sign this bill. Doesn't do enough for the DACA people. Are you kidding me? Doesn't do enough for the DACA people? Since when did that become something that you ran on or that people voted for you on? But let's talk about David Hogg. It has come to light that David Hogg has been telling different stories to different media outlets. Isn't that interesting? This guy is cut out to be a high-level politician. If you can tell multiple versions of a story, and nobody cares, even when you've been exposed as a liar, because you can't have these two narratives be true. One of them is a lie. David Hogg is a liar. And this whole thing is a march for his lies. His and other students who are being put up as a front by the gun control industry. Of Michael Bloomberg, of George Clooney, of Oprah Winfrey, the Hollywood goddess. I am so sick and tired of everybody worshiping her. She's worse than Harvey Weinstein in terms of not being able to criticize her. Everybody who looked at when she was being talked about, oh, I may run for president if God tells me to, you know, waiting to hear from Harvey Weinstein. Nobody will criticize her. Anybody that you talk to in Hollywood, oh, well, you know, Oprah's just a wonderful person. I don't think this is the type of thing that she ought to be doing. Or they will just say, oh, yes, we need Oprah as president. But they're afraid of her. They're afraid of the power that she wields in that town, just like you saw Killer Mike being hammered by the entertainment industry. But you got David Hogg, who first says that as the shooting broke out, he was in an AP environmental science. This is joke science, folks. Advanced placement, my eye. This is a joke. This is a joke. But anyway, he says, first he says, I was in my AP environmental science class. We're taking all of our notes. We're about to pack up and leave. And we hear a pop. And it happened to be a gunshot that echoed through the hallway. And because of that, my teacher actually went and closed the door. But as soon as she closed the door, the fire alarm was pulled so the sick man could get more soft targets and so forth. But then in another interview with CBS News, Hogg says he was at home during the shooting. That's a problem. So now he's lying. One of these is a lie. He can't be telling the truth about these. He said he had to ride his bike several miles to get to Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School to, quote, get as much video as he could of the event. So I'm going to play for you so that you can hear it from his own mouth. And go ahead and try to shut us down, YouTube. We'll put it up somewhere else because the truth is going to come out. I know you don't like to have your icon, your avatar for gun control attacked, but that's all he is. He's a little puppet. He's a little avatar. And if he's going to get into the real world, if he's going to get into the arena, and if he's going to lie to people about what actually happened, tell us in one interview he was in a class, and another one he was at home, then he is fodder for discussion. Here's David Hogg with his two different versions of where he was when the shooting began.
Shooting. I got my camera and got on my bike and rode as fast as I could 3 miles from my house to the school to get as much video and get on as many interviews as I could.
From my house to the school, 3 miles.
This could not be another mass shooting.
At around 2:30, that's when I heard the first gunshot. The room in my AP environmental science class had the door ajar open, and that's how we were able to hear the gunshot. We promptly told my teacher.
So now this is the other narrative.
I think we heard a gun, and she went and promptly closed the door. However, after she closed the door, the fire alarm was pulled so that this sick man could get more soft targets.
And do you think Anderson Cooper's going to ask him about that discrepancy?
We started packing up our stuff and walking outside because we had a fire drill earlier that day. But as we were walking outside to our evacuation zone, a flood of people came along, and they said, don't come this way, don't come this way. He's coming this way. So we start running with those people, still thinking this is a drill, by the way.
Okay, so that's enough. You know what? He just discredited anything that he has to say because he lied about that. And, of course, he had, I don't know where this footage that he took in the dark closet, we said before, that it sounded like it was all hyped up by these individuals, that it wasn't true, that it wasn't real. Oh, we were attacked for that as well. You're attacking these poor children. Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, so then let's play video two, because this is where they are really going. Here is another student, Delaney Tarr, and I'm sure you've heard this clip, but it's worth playing it again. We need to hammer this into you, because, folks, you have to understand how these puppets, these avatars, are being used by the gun control industry to take away your liberty. It's your liberty. They're not trying to protect lives. They're trying to take away your liberty, your God-given liberty, protected under the Constitution. We'll play this when we come back. We got 22 seconds. Let's play it. Roll it over this.
There are so very many things, so many steps to take. Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
That's right. It's about the principle. We understand principles, too, and we're going to fight for our liberty. Stay with us. We'll have more on that when we come back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There are so very many things, so many steps to take. Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
That's right. You give them that inch, they will take a mile. We better understand the principles that are involved here. And I have an article here. You know, this was Delaney Tarr. She is a student who survived the shooting, reportedly at the high school. But, of course, we've been told the same thing about David Hogg. And now there's questions about whether or not he was even there at the high school. Because I just played for you in the last segment another interview where he says, yeah, I was home and I was grabbing my camera and saying, I got to get 3 miles to the school. I'm at home. I'm 3 miles away. And there's a shooting going on. How do you know there was a shooting going on? I got to get there and get some footage of it. But previously he had told everybody, I was in a AP environmental science class, and this shooting happened. So he lied, folks. He lied. You can't trust anything this little Nazi says. And as he's trying to take away our liberty, anybody tries to take away your liberty, they truly are Nazis. And so when we look at this, and we look at the way that this is going to be used, we're going to get that bump stock ban, that little gimmick that doesn't really do anything of any substance to it, that you couldn't do with your belt. See, this is the reason the ATF did not regulate this. The ATF had authority over the receiver part, the actual central mechanism. You know, you can build a gun, you can buy all these different parts except for the receiver. You gotta, that is something that they monitor. And you've got a former ATF gun tech chief, Rick Vasquez. This is a Breitbart article. Sounded the alarm in January when he warned that a bump stock will lead to other bans. He told the Military Arms Channel in an interview. He said, so ATF's been directed to write a regulation with the strength of a law. He said the new regulation will ban, quote, any device that automatically resets a firearm and enhances the rate of fire. They're trying to target binary triggers, bump stock devices, other devices. But that is such broad language. Understand? Broad language. This is the inch, and they're going to use this to take the mile. He said that's such broad language that I can take that to any level. How about taking it to a Gatling gun? So now you start stretching this new definition, and who is going to decide what the standard rate of fire is? We're going to stretch the language, and we're going to extend this ability to ban things, to entrap people. But of course, you had the NRA coming out and asking for a bump stock ban. Not the Gun Owners of America, not the National Association for Gun Rights. You know, I had Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, on, and he was saying this is going to establish a very dangerous precedent. Same thing the ATF is saying. Now we've got the Trump administration going worse on gun control than Obama's ATF. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Did you think that would happen? This is something I would expect Hillary Clinton to do, to establish an idea that we're going to start banning guns from the White House. And the thing that leads the NRA, you know, they've been very effective, very large organization, and because of that, they can be very effective. But the Achilles heel of the NRA is that just as we saw under the Clinton administration, when we had Sheriff Mack fight these people all the way on the particular legislation that came through in the Clinton White House, fought them all the way to the Supreme Court and won. And that legislation was backed by the NRA. The NRA wants to be on the winning side. They want to win. And that is a fatal thing, both for organizations like the NRA and for presidents like President Trump. If it matters more to you that you are seen as a winner, that you never lose a fight, then you're going to compromise your principles. If you stand on your principles, occasionally you're going to lose. And the liberals understand this. The liberals continue to lose, and they continue to come back again and again and again and again until they get what they want. And the deep state does that as well. They did that with the SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, CISPA. Finally, they did CISPA twice, then they called it CISA. And then that allowed organizations like Facebook to turn over your information to law enforcement. And we learned yesterday, I mentioned, I'm going to go in a little bit more about the Facebook faceplants that have happened the last couple of days. But they are collecting everything on you. Some of the people who have shut down their accounts, they've been encouraged. Facebook said, well, you know, just in case you change your mind, why don't you download your whole history? And people did. And it's like, look at this. They've got every log of every call I've ever made, every text I've ever made. They've got my entire phone book in here, all this stuff. And they can turn that over and do turn it over to law enforcement. And they can't be sued by you because of CISA that they put through. They took out that P because people were asking uncomfortable questions about why are you protecting the corporations and not protecting my privacy? So when we look at where these people are going, it's very important to understand that. Now we got Trump overturning the Obama-era law. He's going to ban all bump stock devices. Again, the ATF said, we don't have jurisdiction over attachments that make something bump. And they shouldn't. And there's a lot of question as to whether or not this was used in that shooting. There's so many questions about Las Vegas. That's the only time anybody has alleged that that's the case. It was attached in the pictures. We see a bump stock on a weapon that also has a bipod on the barrel. It doesn't work if you use it with a bipod. Make up your mind. Why don't you? Make up your mind about which lie you're going to go with. Same with David Hogg. Where were you, David Hogg? Were you at the school or were you at home? Make up your mind, pick a lie, and stick to it. We have President Trump saying, we will ban all devices that turn legal weapons into illegal machine guns. I think we need to ban all politicians who turn legal defense items into illegal guns. or who turn legal guns into illegal guns. Those are the politicians that we need to get rid of. The problem isn't the tool that we use to defend ourselves. The problem is the politicians who lie to us to get elected. Trump is going to have a gun commission tomorrow. They're going to push states to adopt their new gun confiscation laws, reports the Daily Mail. Trump's school safety commission will convene for the first time this Wednesday, tomorrow, just days after students held marches across the country in Washington, and they demanded new government action on guns. And so we will bow to the students, won't we? Just like we do to the dreamers. Oh, we got to make it come true for the dreamers. I don't care about America. America comes second. The American taxpayer comes second. We have to give everything to these foreign citizens who have been living off of our taxes, who have been educated at our expense, who get in-state tuition credit across this country, even when our own students can't do that. They can go to any state, get in-state tuition. In New York, the governor wants to give them free tuition, which he doesn't give to American citizens. We have to give them everything, including sacrificing our American dream of a larger home or even a larger apartment because of the property taxes that we have to pay to build entire schools that are filled with nothing but illegal immigrants here in Texas. That's the reality, folks. And we're not putting Americans first. We're not putting America first when we do this. We have to bow to these teenagers, the dreamers, and now the marchers. We have to bow to them and their lies. And they're using extreme protection risk orders. I told you, I've had several people say, hey, I can't believe all the construction going on in Florida with mental institutions. What's going on? We just built the biggest mental institution we've ever had in Florida. And he said, and I got a friend of mine who's working on this construction job. And he said, just down the road, 10 miles down the road, the hospital built a brand new mental institution wing. Are we getting ready to commit a lot of people to institutions? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. You bet. Start with those veterans because they know how to use guns. And they're obviously deranged. And so we have to take their guns, get their guns first, put them in an institution. Then we'll do the due process later, if we bother to do it. Heard that before? Get the guns first, due process later. Now we're going to have meetings to push that idea with everybody. And the Democrats are demanding background checks for ammunition. See, that's why Delaney Tarr could say, we'll get that bump stock now, but that's just the taking an inch. We're going to get the mile. Let me tell you where the mile is going to be. The mile is going to be when they shut down your ammunition. We already had the Obama administration making a lot of subtle moves in that direction. And now this is something that you can fully expect to see happen. When we look at these marchers, as John Whitehead, head of the Rutherford Institute, says, if you really want to save lives, then why aren't you looking at government violence? Why are these people now no longer concerned about out-of-control police actions? These are the same people who were out there, part of the Black Lives Matter, that, hey, let's get control of the police. I fully agree with that. I fully agree with that. What happened to Philando Castile is an abomination. And we need to punish the police who do that. Any institution is going to have good people and bad people. You know, we saw the cops in Broward County doing nothing, that whole sheriff's office. But then the police department came in and they were going in. Some of the people who went in got punished for going in. And then we had another school shooting where the police officer did the right thing. And then we see again in Broward County, we got a police officer asleep in his car. Let's make a distinction between the people that do the right thing and the people that do the wrong thing and get the people doing the wrong thing out.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? When we see all these Antifa people, all the left out there protesting the police and then telling us, we don't want private citizens to have guns, just the police. Or saying, Trump is Hitler, give him all the guns. It is kind of interesting to see this cognitive dissonance of the left. But it is something that's being sold to everybody by the mainstream media, by the government. We've been talking this whole program about phony government narratives and the lies that they tell us to control our lives. This is not about saving lives. This is about taking away your liberty. And we need to make sure that we don't say we're marching for our guns or even that we're marching for the Second Amendment. We are marching for our liberty, folks. Our liberty, our God-given liberties. The people who founded this country didn't march for the Second Amendment. They didn't have one. They didn't march for the Constitution. They didn't have one. All that stuff came later. They didn't ask permission to govern themselves. They took it. The British king had the position that there was no such thing as secession. And they said, we'll see about that. And they exercised their God-given rights to defend themselves and to take their liberty. Nobody will ever give you your liberty. Liberty is only taken. And we're not going to let them take our liberty. And we're not going to let them use these childhood avatars to take our liberty either. So John Whitehead, as I was saying in the last segment, is saying, if you really want to save lives, then take aim at government violence. We need to distinguish between the legal actions of the police and the illegal actions of the police. And if they violate the law, they should be held accountable. And the problem is that these corrupt police departments in some places you have great police departments, others you don't. Nothing ever happens to the corrupt police departments, like Broward County, for example. And we've seen both sides of this coin played out many, many different times over the last couple of weeks. Broward, where they did nothing, and then later on, they even found after they beefed up security there, you got a police officer asleep in the car. And yet, in between those two events, you had another shooting somewhere else, and you had an in-school police officer who did the right thing. He shut that event down immediately. He saved lives. We need to reward the people who do the right things, and we need to punish the people who don't. There should not be any such thing as lifetime employment for government employees. They should not have a lesser standard. And I'm looking at you, Hillary Clinton, and I'm looking at you, Jeff Sessions, because you ought to have her in jail by now, or at least in the dock answering questions. Why isn't Hillary on trial? Why do we have two levels of law? One for protected government officials and another one for everybody else. That is an abomination in this country, and it needs to stop. And it needs to stop with the police. As he said, these people who have been marching have been remarkably silent about the gun violence perpetuated by their own government, as they tell us that only police should have guns. He says there's now reportedly more bureaucratic, that is non-military government civilians, armed with high-tech deadly weapons than the U.S. Marines. Let me repeat that. You have armed bureaucracies. I've talked about this many times, how our Congress no longer passes laws. They create bureaucracies. The bureaucracies then create regulations. They apply those regulations to you with their own investigators. You go before their bureaucratic tribunals where you have no presumption of innocence and you have no protection against excessive fines because they say regulations aren't crimes. So you don't have protections under the Constitution, under the Bill of Rights. That, of course, is a legal fiction, but that's the way they're operating. And they not only write their own laws, not only do they have their own police, but they have their own armed armies, these bureaucracies. Yeah, they are little empires. It was a few years ago, we had the Department of Education going around to try to collect on a delinquent college loan from a woman who had left her family. It was just the husband and the kids. They dragged them out, face down, full SWAT team from the Department of Education, guns drawn on these people. The mother wasn't even there. That's what Washington has become. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Here we've had President Trump say we're going to ban anything that turns legal weapons into illegal machine guns, like bump stocks and so forth. I say we need to ban the politicians that turn our Second Amendment into a piece of scrap paper. You know, this commission is going to be meeting tomorrow at the White House, talking about how they can push states to adopt new gun confiscation laws and saying they're going to take away the guns from anybody that's accused of being mentally ill. They'll give them the due process later and so forth that we've all heard before. And you're going to ignore the whole issue of SSRIs and antidepressants and how they play into this whole narrative? You're going to pretend that that doesn't exist? Seriously? I tell you, these guys have got cards they're not showing. If they're going to come after our guns, if they're going to come after our due process, and they don't want to talk about the root cause of this, the thing that was at the basis of every one of these shootings, whether these people were the real shooters or whether they were the patsies that are there, SSRIs are always there. Whether you're a patsy or shooter, it's there. That's how they get the patsies with this stuff. That's how they turn people into shooters. And if you're going to ignore that, and if you're going to, fortunately, as I pointed out yesterday, look, in Texas alone, we have 170 school districts that have ignored Washington's mandate to turn schools into gun-free zones. They said, no, we're going to protect our kids. We're not going to be victims. It started 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 2007, a small school district. And we actually have at the state level two different programs that teachers that can be used by school districts so that you have teachers who are either deputized or they are selected and trained. They have two different programs. And so you don't have to wait for Washington to give you permission to protect your children. You don't need Washington to tell you what to teach your children. As a matter of fact, they're teaching them the wrong stuff. They've got very dangerous social agendas that they're teaching your children. It's Washington that's pushing all this gender confusion. Not just the bathrooms, but everything else. pushing it on kindergartners. And so we don't need Washington in our schools. Get them out of your life. That's the key thing. We've got to, you're not going to be able to reform Washington. You're just not. I hope you're starting to see this. That swamp is not going to be changed. Maybe you can slow it down a little bit for a period of time. But then the next group gets in and then they ratchet it back up again, even worse than it was before. You're not going to be able to control Washington. It is out of control. It is a black hole that is sucking all money and liberty into it. And the only thing that you can do is try to separate yourself from it. And we do have a legal means to separate ourselves from Washington. All over this country, regardless of whether Jeff Sessions likes it or not, there is such a thing as nullification. And there is such a thing as medical marijuana. And people have nullified Jeff Sessions and his illegal UN agenda. It is a UN agenda, folks. The UN created the war on drugs. They created it, and Richard Nixon enacted it verbatim 10 years after the date. This is the way the UN operates. And it is a UN agenda. Conservatives, understand what is going on. And conservatives, you better be concerned and care about the abuse of the Constitution. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment say there is absolutely no authority for the federal government to prohibit anything. And that includes all medical care. We've got an act that is running through Congress. They're trying to get a right to try bill run through. The Senate passed it, and then the House didn't pass it. Now the House has passed it, and they're trying to get it passed in the Senate, and then they're hoping that President Trump will sign it. He probably will if they get it passed. But why do we have to beg Washington for a right to try? As a matter of fact, you've got 30-some-odd states that have already put that in and say, no, we don't care what the FDA says. If you got a terminally ill patient, we've got some terms here under which people can have a right to try whatever drug they want if they are terminally ill. You give them full disclosure. If they are fully informed and if they consent to it, it's not Washington's business. It's not Texas's business. It's not any state's business. It's nobody's business but yours. And of course, the Democrats, interestingly enough, are lining up against that. Why would they do that? Aren't they supposed to be the people who are pro-choice? Oh, but that's only if you kill your child. If your child's got terminal cancer and you want to try an experimental treatment, no, no, no. No, you don't get that right to try. They will push the right to die, but they won't push the right to try. Look, we have to get the government out of our lives. We have state laws that get the government out of our lives. This is really where the solution lies, folks, and that is at the state and local level. You need to get your government to get Washington out of your life. Tell them they don't have any say-so over whether or not we use marijuana for medical purposes or whether or not we use it for entertainment. It's none of their business. They don't have any authority under the Constitution. And the fact that Jeff Sessions, as much as he hates pot, hasn't done anything about it tells you that he knows that that's the case. This has been a bluff from the very beginning. It's been a bluff. The 18th Amendment tells you that it was a bluff. They know that they don't have the authority to prohibit anything, and that includes medical devices or experimental drugs. There is no authority for the DEA. There's no authority for the FDA. As a matter of fact, there's no authority for the ATF either. And we could go down the list of alphabet agencies, the three-letter agencies for which there's no authority. But let's get back to guns here. We got people who are freaking out. Some of them, like de Blasio, he doesn't even want to have police in the schools with guns. No, guns have got to go. Guns have got to go. So you got people in Tempe, Arizona. And you've got the local paper, the PhoenixNewsTimes.com has got a picture of Tempe cops now packing AR-15s on the back of their motorcycles. Look, I don't have a problem with the police being armed to defend themselves and to protect people if that's what they're going to do. We have to make sure that the police are doing what they're supposed to do. Some do, some don't. Let's get the ones who don't out. But the ones who are doing the right job, they need to have the tools to defend themselves. And the police say, well, we don't want to be outgunned. Well, neither do I. I don't want to have my guns taken away when I need them. A good example of this is in the UK. You got police attacked by a sword-wielding man. This is like straight out of Raiders of the Lost Ark. the scene at the end where he's been fighting with everybody and using his whip and all this kind of stuff. All of a sudden, the crowd clears because this guy pulls out a big sword. And Indiana Jones looks at it and he goes, ah, heck. And he just pulls out his pistol and shoots the guy dead. Well, this is why they didn't shoot the guy dead. They pulled out a taser and they took down a guy with a big sword in the UK. See, it's all about a differential in power. And even a taser can take down a sword. But you're not even allowed to have tasers for the teachers to protect people. And when we look at what these avatars for the left are doing, we've got Republican Congressman Steve King talked about Emma Gonzalez, one of these protected, sacred avatars of the left. And he was criticized because he pointed out that she was wearing a Cuban flag. Now, these are the same people, the same ilk, that have been out there protesting the American flag with the Black Lives Matter movement and so forth. They don't like the American flag. They don't like what the American flag stands for. And I can tell you, having grown up in Florida, and I had a lot of Cuban friends, and they didn't like what the Cuban flag stood for. They didn't like Fidel Castro and his government. And when you see somebody dressing up in green army fatigues with a Cuban flag on, that is not harassment to point out that this person is a Marxist authoritarian. And that's what Steve King was doing. And he was right. But Emma Gonzalez, more so even than David Hogg, is a protected icon of the left. Absolutely amazing. Well, you've got students now calling out Thomas Jefferson, saying that he is an icon of white supremacists, wanting to take down a statue of Thomas Jefferson at Hofstra that was donated by one of the trustees, and saying that they're going to have a Jefferson Has Got to Go Facebook event. Jefferson, who gave us the Declaration of Independence. Jefferson, who gave us the Virginia Declaration of Religious Freedom. Jefferson, who has been honored around the world for what he said about liberty. That's the kind of icon they want to get rid of, the liberty icons. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as Myco ZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Supermill Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Supermill and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Play a couple of clips here from one student who does get what the issue is here, I think. Kyle Kashuv. A couple of clips with him. Also, Kyle with the father of a young woman who was killed and not allowed to speak. These are the people who are not allowed to speak by those who are using this as a prop to enact their agenda of gun control. So we're going to hear from them. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. It's what keeps us independent. Yeah, YouTube can ban our videos. They can even ban our channel, but they can't shut us down as long as you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy the products. And we put together some great products that really will help your health and that of your family. We have BrainForce Plus now, 50% off. This is a new discount that we put in. Just put this sale has just started. A very powerful nootropic formula. It really does help me to focus, and I think you're going to really notice the difference in your life. So many of these things that we take, vitamins and minerals and other things like that, they have long-term effect on your health. And I can look back at my health since I've started taking these products, and I can see even younger members of my family who seldom, they wouldn't get sick as often as I would. And whenever they would get sick and come home, I would get the same sickness. I would always be the one who would get sick. Since I've started taking these vitamins and minerals and other things that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, take care of my health, I've noticed that I'm the one that doesn't get sick. I'm the one who takes the most of these products in the family, and I'm the one that doesn't get sick. But other than things like that, when you take something like BrainForce Plus, you will recognize it right away. You will feel it. It'll make an immediate change. Other things, you can look at them and you can say, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I haven't gotten a cold over several winters now. I wonder why that is. And other people in my family who used to be much healthier than I was are getting sick much more frequently than I do. So it's important to take a look at the products. Again, BrainForce Plus, I call it Brain Focus. We also have Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, joining our Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. And again, this product, like those two products, has nano silver. It fights bacteria. It fights viruses. It fights the bacteria that create gum disease, that causes tooth loss, that causes heart disease. So it's very important with the toothpaste and mouthwash. And now we have a gargle. You can use it orally or you can put it on your hands, because nano silver is very useful for fighting infection. That's why they still use silver. Is an ancient remedy to help people with their health. And they still use it, for example, in some salves for people who have very serious burns, third-degree burns. They put a silver salve on them. So, again, you can get that new product 33% off, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Our Super Male, Super Female Vitality sale for 25% off. This is its final day. And finally, we have MycoZX Plus. That's a reformulation of MycoZX, a formula to help your body fight dangerous toxins and your food, drink, and environment. That reformulated as MycoZX Plus is now 50% off as well. We really do appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. As we went to break, I was talking about this effort now at another university, at Hofstra University. They want to get rid of a statue of Thomas Jefferson, claiming that he is an icon of white supremacy that has been embraced by neo-Nazi organizations such as the Ku Klux Klan. Is that true? I have never seen the Ku Klux Klan out there saying anything close to what Thomas Jefferson said. Never. Never. Yes, he owned slaves. Guess what? Anybody with any property at that time owned slaves. He did more than anyone else at the time to stop slavery. As a matter of fact, he put it in the Declaration of Independence, essentially. And it was stricken out by the other people. Oh, that's too controversial. Let's not start an infighting over this and so forth and so on. He talked about how, what an awful thing it was that they had inherited. He had a paternalistic attitude towards it. He and others decided that they would free some slaves and they would send them back to Africa where they could be independent and govern themselves. That's how we got Liberia. Remember? Liberty, Liberia. And the repatriated Africans are still basically in control of that country. But they had a very paternalistic attitude. They were a product of the time in many ways, but they did think outside of the box, and they gave us some of the, Thomas Jefferson especially, gave us some of the core documents that embraced the concepts of liberty. And he's been recognized, whether or not the Ku Klux Klan or white supremacist groups have recognized him. I don't care. Everybody in the world has recognized Thomas Jefferson except for the communists and the fascists, who are now in control of our universities that you have to pay tax money to fund. Aren't you tired of this? I am. When are we going to have some marches to defund the universities? That's the one I want to march in. I'll be there. I'll be carrying multiple signs, believe me, if we start to have a march to defund the oppression and the taxation of universities. Now, Thomas Jefferson thought universities were a good idea. He even thought state funding of universities was a good idea. So he was wrong about some things. He was wrong about universities. But he wrote the Declaration of Independence, religious freedom. He said things like, the God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. The hand of force can destroy but cannot disjoin them. In other words, your life comes from God, and so does your liberty. And a government can destroy one or both of those. But if you don't have liberty, you don't have a real life, and vice versa. You don't have one without the other. That's what he was really saying. Maybe they should read a little bit more Jefferson and a little bit less Marx at the universities. But here's a kid who's got his head screwed on straight, Kyle Kashuv. And that's why they don't let him talk much. Let's play what he had to say about the fact that we need more government control instead of more government control of people. Here's Kyle Kashuv.
Well, look, I mean, The issue is, it's not gun control won't solve this issue. We've seen that we have to hold our government accountable. We have to. The only reason, the main reason why school shootings continuously happen is that our government is not doing its job. And it's clear that when the government does do its job, these shootings don't occur.
What about Marco Rubio? I know that you've spoken with him about this. Your thoughts on why he has become the singular punching bag in many ways for these protesters?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I think it mainly stems from ignorance of the situation, ignorance of who Marco Rubio is. I mean, we've seen from the marches and we've seen that none of these protesters all they're doing is they're getting softball interviews. No one's truly challenging them on their viewpoints or what they're saying. And I mean,
that's right. Somebody needs to ask David Hogg where he really was.
We've seen throughout all the interviews that they're in their own ecosystem of the same viewpoint. And the only reason we can truly, truly gain a consensus is through disagreement. I don't know why Marco Rubio is the point of hatred here. He's been providing bipartisan solutions to this. Even before the shooting occurred, he had proposed legislation.
Do you think that Sheriff Israel and, Scott Peterson, who stood down outside the building, does he sort of register at all? Does any of that register on the part of the protesters who are the most vocal in this?
I didn't see a single sign that said screw the sheriff or screw the Broward Sheriff's Office. I did not see a single sign. We need to represent and we need to make sure that the government is held accountable. And when they fail, we have to make sure that they are held accountable. We cannot allow the government.
He's absolutely right. No, what the Marxist protesters like Emma Gonzalez, who is protected against any criticism of her embrace of Cuban Marxism, What they tell us is that we've got to have more government, less liberty. No, the solution is just the opposite. We need more liberty, less government. And the government needs to be held accountable when they don't do their job. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about autonomous machines and human slaves. Before I do, I want to mention a couple of things finally on this March for Our Lives. I mean, it's just the hypocrisy that we see endlessly on this. We have, as I pointed out earlier, Daily Caller showed that one sociologist took a look at the crowd and said less than 10% of the March for Our Lives participants were children, teenagers, young adults, if you will. Okay. A sociologist on MSNBC threw cold water on all the media's claims that the March for Our Lives protests were spontaneous and led by the nation's children during a Morning Joe segment on Monday. Ooh, that must have been painful. University of Maryland sociologist Dana Fisher conducted a study of the demographics of the Saturday's march in Washington, D.C., discovered that only less than 10% in the crowd were under the age of 18. The study was done by going through the crowds of tablets, conducting surveys of participants, then extrapolating the trends from the data collected, according to Fisher. So there you go. Scientific survey points out less than 10%. We have one of the performers at the event, the March for Our Lives, was arrested in 2017 on weapons charges. This is a guy, a rapper named Roc Nation. And he was stopped in Beverly Hills, in 2017 for running a stop sign and having tinted windows. And then when they started searching through his car, they found a concealed carry permit and he had a gun. The problem is the cop said the permit was for another state. Now, clearly this guy hadn't done anything, but they sent him to jail. He went one night in jail. He was released on $35,000 bail. He got a felony count of carrying a concealed weapon, but he copped a plea, got 2 years probation, a $500 fine. The second charge of having an out-of-state concealed carry license was dropped. Now, let me say, these charges against this rapper were total BS. He's driving in a car that has tinted windows. Oh, and he ran a stop sign. Therefore, they escalate this thing into a big deal because he's got a gun, but he had a concealed carry permit. Oh, but it was another state. Why isn't this guy, instead of performing for this is a guy who obviously recognizes he has a need for self-protection. And he has exercised that need in a responsible way. And he's gone above and beyond. He's gotten a concealed carry permit for what is a God-given, protected under the Constitution right. And so he treated it as if it was a privilege. He jumped through all the hoops for these people, but then they say, oh, but that's from another state. He should be out there campaigning for a national reciprocity law. That's the problem. The problem isn't that he is defending himself, but the problem, and he's from Chicago, they're telling me now, our producers say he's from Chicago, a place where everybody's shooting everybody else. So he went into Chicago, where they have very stringent regulations, went through all the hoops, and got a concealed carry permit in Chicago. And then because he's in L.A., they say, oh, that's from another state. And they try to get felony charges against him. He ought to be out there protecting his liberty. Instead, he's out there performing in a concert for a bunch of people who are trying to take away our liberty. And then talking to concerts, we had, remember that group that was at the Bataclan, the attack where the people in Paris were attacked at the concert? Yeah, he was Eagles of Death Metal. And Jesse Hughes, who was with him, did a bunch of tweets and social media things that he's now taken down. But he called the people who were out there, the March for Our Lives, he said, you are pathetic, and you are vile abusers of the dead. Ooh, pretty strong language. He said they're exploiting the death of their classmates and their teachers for a few Facebook likes and media attention. Oh, that is so to the point. That has really got to be painful. He said the Whitney Houston song about letting the children lead the way, he said that isn't actually an operating paradigm for life. When the truth doesn't line up with your BS narrative, just hold your breath and stamp your feet and refuse to accept it, he said. And then he went on to say, as the survivor of a mass shooting, I can tell you from firsthand experience that all of you protesting and taking days off from school insult the memory of those who were killed and abuse and insult me and every other lover of liberty by your every action. Good job, Jesse Hughes, Eagles of Death Metal. Yeah, he knows about that. And, of course, now we see that David Hogg, who has been lying to us about what happened that day, he's given us two different versions. So one of them is a lie, folks. That's the way this works. You know, when James Clapper gets under oath and he tells us no, you know, that's actually a lie, even though they don't charge him with perjury. And even though the media won't charge David Hogg with lying, He told us two different interviews. We showed, played the tape for you. He said he was at home, and then another time he said he was in class as it was happening. So which one is he lying about? He can't be both places at once. But now his next crusade is to lie to us about voter ID laws, to tell us, oh, no, we shouldn't have any identification of people at the polls. None at all. Just let everybody in. Let everybody vote. This is the insanity we have. And then one last article here, and I'm going to get off the gun stuff because I spent all day on it yesterday, but it is very important. It is a core freedom of ours, but it is also, as long as we don't make it, it's not about, as I kind of said before, it's not about the guns, it's not about the Second Amendment, it's about our liberties. Those are just two instances of our liberties. People on the left and right need to get together and say, you know, they're not going to take away our pot, they're not going to take away our guns, they're not going to take away our medicine, they're not going to force us to take injections. We need to stand up and say, we're going to fight for our liberty. This is a fight for your liberty. It's a fight for your First Amendment liberty, too. As you've got these Solons of Silicon Valley trying to take away free speech under any kind of pretense, saying, oh, well, we're private organizations, we can do whatever we want. And they just won in court against Prager University. That's a sham. You want to, the same people telling us, oh, they can censor anybody that they want, are also telling us, well, the small baker or the small photographer, oh, they have to serve everybody. It's like, how is that a monopoly? And Google and Facebook and Twitter are not monopolies. Tell us how that's working. But now the left is upset with Facebook because they were spying on people for the Trump Organization, even if that wasn't effective. But one more example of gun insanity. This is coming out of North Carolina, Sampson County. In Roseboro, North Carolina, a middle school student in Sampson County was suspended over a doodle. And I want you to put up there the picture that this kid drew. He showed some stick figures. And this 13-year-old boy, he got a two-day suspension. And the dad said, I don't see anything dangerous about this. I mean, look at some of these pictures. That one right there, okay, that is, he's got a race car that's souped up. Oh, that's obviously bad. We shouldn't be having race cars. He says, I see a tower that he built. It's kind of a medieval tower shooting an arrow out. I see a guy holding a gun with a deer hunter cap on. You know, he's a hunter. He says, yeah, I'm a hunter. He does that. He draws another picture of a magician. He draws another one of a ninja turtle. And I looked at that. It's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe that's a ninja turtle or maybe it's ISIS. Well, that's okay. If it's ISIS, it's still good, right? It's only the hunter with a gun that gets this kid a two-day suspension. It reminds me of these kids who were suspended because they put out on their social media that they had a day at the range with the family, day at a gun range, and they put it on Instagram, and they got suspended from school because you're not supposed to spend time with your family at a gun range learning how to shoot responsibly. You shouldn't have any time with your family anyway. But let's talk a little bit about autonomous machines and human slavery. This situation in Arizona, and I talked about it when I first played that clip of it last week. We showed you that clip, and they had both the inside and the outside camera. And you see this woman, oh, it looks like she just emerges out of nowhere, out of the darkness. And immediately the police department said, oh, that's okay. The human driver couldn't see her. Well, the human driver was looking down at something in her lap, playing with her phone or something, and didn't really look up till she heard the thump, thump of the person that she just run over. And so that's a problem. That person there is supposed to be the human backup. But of course, that isn't, that she would not have enough time to respond if she was doing anything because she didn't have the headlights on because she wasn't driving. See, when everybody's responsible, nobody's responsible, except as we pointed out, this is a big problem for the autonomous and automotive, the autonomous industry because it had LIDAR. It didn't need headlights. It was driving the car. It could see whether there was light or not because it was using LIDAR. And so now, we have had the governor of Arizona stop all of this testing. When we come back, we're going to tell you more about this Uber program.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion, I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, let's take a moment and take a look at where we're going with machine automation and human slavery. At the top of this story is the death of the pedestrian in Arizona. Immediately, the sheriff came out and says, oh, no problem. And we've seen that over and over again. It's always the problem of the human. So are they going to blame the human who's walking across the street and gets mowed down by a car that doesn't even slow down? Or are they going to blame the human who's in the seat, presumably as the quote-unquote backup safety driver, but is who's playing with the phone? Because there's never anything to do. So, hey, I shouldn't pay any attention to the road here. I don't need my brights on. I don't need to be able to see anything because the car's got radar and it's looking at everything, right? And it turns out that this woman who was the backup human safety driver was a felon. Uber secretly ditched having two engineers up front in its self-driving car. So initially it was going to be not one, but two people up front. And there were going to be engineers. Well, that'd be a little bit expensive. And hire engineers to this. So instead of engineers, why don't we get some, just one person up front? And we'll hire felons and ex-Pizza Hut managers. Give them 3 weeks training. Yeah, that'll be fine. We'll do that. That's one of the things that's coming out now. Along with the fact that, yes, the car should have been able to see the woman coming out of the dark because it doesn't rely on the headlights. So they also insisted that as they hired these human safety drivers, which again included a felon. This is this lady who was there. She was actually convicted of attempting to rob a Blockbuster Video using an imitation firearm. She was given 5 years in jail in 2001. And then she is hired by Uber. Presumably they do background checks, they say. But having a felony conviction isn't an obstacle to working for Uber. They got thrown out of many cities, including Austin and London, because they didn't want to do background checks. And a lot of people rightfully said, hey, you've had some problems with some of the people that you've hired, getting violent with people, sexual assault or whatever. You need to do background checks. That's why we have taxi drivers get background checks. They said, no, we're not going to do that. All right, then you're not going to have any rides here. And they have operated on a dual standard from the very beginning. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. But going back to these safety drivers, they had to sign a gag order, an NDA, so they couldn't talk about what happens when they are in the cars. So if they, you don't want them going to the press and saying, yeah, these things really don't work too well. And they drive about as fast as a golf cart. Actually, that one was speeding. I think it was going 38 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone when it killed that woman in that particular instance. So the Arizona governor, Doug Ducey, has suspended Uber's self-driving vehicle tests privileges as of yesterday. And when we look at the way that they have eliminated all safety requirements for these companies, allowed them to conduct experimentation on the public roads without our knowledge or consent, that is something that has made me angry for a very long time. I smell a rat. And we know why they are rolling aside all the regulations. Just think about how manic the government at every level, whether it is the city level or whether it's the federal government mandating safety devices, or you got the cops who are out there constantly handing out tickets. They tell us it's about safety. It's not about safety. It's about their revenue. Cops aren't handing out these tickets because they want people to be safe. It's because they're generating revenue for the city. And the federal government is putting out all these safety regulations and so forth. I'll tell you what that's really about. They put on the safety regulations that make the car thousands of dollars more expensive for consumers, make the cars heavier so that makes it harder to meet the corporate average fuel economy regulations that have been put on by the federal government. It is really there, folks, because they want to make these things so complicated that they present a barrier of competition to companies that are coming in. They don't want to have any more Tucker or DeLorean companies coming in. So they are just fine with these regulations that make the cars very expensive, very complicated, very difficult to regulate. The only car companies that you typically see trying to come in as competition are either three-wheel car companies that can get away from all of these mandated federal regulations. That's the barrier to competition right there. Or it's electric car companies like Tesla that get massive government subsidies. And again, they turn a blind eye to most of the stuff these people do, but they give them a massive government subsidy. We're going to get to Tesla in just a moment. Looks like they may be crashing and burning big time, not just their cars, but their company. But as we look at what's going on in Arizona, this is kind of interesting because the Republican governor there had previously really embraced self-driving cars. He'd welcomed Uber. He'd welcomed other autonomous vehicle places. Said, yeah, come here. We're not going to give you any regulations. Whatever you want to do on the public road, we don't care. We don't care. Just as recently as this month, early March, he authorized self-driving vehicle companies to run tests without a person in the car, even as a safety operator. Because it doesn't do any good to have them there anyway, right? And it's kind of interesting because the New York Times has reported that the Uber's documents showed that their testing programs had quite a bit of issues. But of course, they'd had their human occupants that were there along for the ride. They weren't drivers. They weren't safety engineers. They were just there for along for the ride. And they told them, don't tell anybody what's really going on here. Well, their internal documents say they had a lot of problems. A lot of problems with this. They had problems driving through construction zones. They required far more human intervention than competing companies. But of course, you didn't see any human intervention from that lady there. Mobile Eye, a competitor, said on Monday that its computer vision system would have detected the pedestrian who was killed in Arizona. Yeah, okay, maybe they would. They criticized the new entrants in the self-driving field, so they haven't gone through the years of testing that we have.
So they're trying to do damage control for this whole industry. But the question is, why do we expect perfection from these people? Well, it's because they're bragging about it. They're telling us that they're going to have zero deaths. We've seen this from Volvo. Said, we're going to have self-driving cars and nobody's going to die. Zero deaths. That's been their campaign. You will not have any deaths. Volvo said, you know, we're not going to have any with it. Of course, this is a Volvo. Volvo said, no, we didn't do the software. Somebody needs to investigate that. But they have created the expectation of perfection. And they have said that our software is better than your wetware, meaning humans. They call us wetware. Yeah, we're wetware when you run over us. We get real wet. Pavement gets wet. Your killer car gets really wet. They want us to believe that although human drivers make mistakes, human engineers never will. Let me tell you something. I was a human engineer. I made mistakes, okay? Anybody that's used a computer knows that human engineers make mistakes, just like human users make mistakes. But here's the other side of this. We have, for example, in New York City, and I did a long report when I was in Washington, D.C. with a Washington, D.C. cab driver, and how unfair the double standard was. This is something that really gets stuck in my throat when I see double standards. I don't like to see Hillary Clinton and Comey and Clapper get one standard of treatment and a Navy sailor going to prison for a year because of a couple of pictures that he took that were classified at the lowest possible level. These types of double standards. Well, they got a double standard with taxis. And they got New York City drivers are committing suicide over this stuff. I mean, this is going to be as bad as the situations we've got with farmers in India and Monsanto and what it did to them with the glyphosates out there. This is what's really going to happen, folks. It's really sad. Said last week, this is New York Post, last week in the fourth driver suicide since November, a 65-year-old individual hung himself inside his Queens home, depressed over the plummeting value of the taxi medallion that he owned that was supposed to finance his home and his retirement. The value of this medallion, and again, this was something that you have to purchase in big cities like New York and D.C. You purchase a license fee. They call it a medallion. It was $1 million, and it plummeted to $180,000 over the last 5 years. Another guy, longtime black car driver, shot himself in front of City Hall over money troubles. Two livery drivers killed themselves in recent months, one of whom pointedly wrote his suicide note on the back of a taxi and limousine commission summons. Yellow cab ridership in New York is down from 475,000 in 2014 to 175,000 now. They say full-time, daytime cabbies saw a 23% drop. And when you look at the overhead of Uber and Lyft, they pay the taxi commission a $550 one-time fee. But these other guys, they spend $1 million for these medallions, and that's costing them $6,000 to $9,000 a month when they finance it because they don't have a lot of money. And a bankruptcy lawyer says, for every 40 bankruptcy cases I see now, I see two or three cabbies over the last 2 years. And it's not just taxi drivers. Even the automobile manufacturers in South Korea, the Hyundai union chief, says said electric cars are evil. Because he doesn't even realize the full extent of how they're being used to be evil. I mean, it's crony capitalism, but they're using it to take away internal combustion engines. Because from his perspective, there's fewer parts that need to be built on the assembly line, so it's going to be less workers. But even though they're more simple automobiles to build, they don't last as long. And they don't have the range. That's why they're doubling down on this, to take away our freedom of mobility, to confine us to the cities. You had Lyft's CEO used to be an urban planner. That's the center of all this.